The Internet of Things gets a lot of attention for how it can produce useful information about the world, but many of those things on the Internet aren't secured. Many of them have such low computing power they can't run normal encryption algorithms. That's why the National Institute of Standards and Technology launched a program to come up with lightweight algorithms that could run on any device. Earlier, I discussed the program with Lily Chen, a mathematician and manager of the cryptology group at NIST.
For this kind of data, of course, encryption is important. That is for the confidentiality part. But the authentication is very important, authenticity. That means the attacker cannot transmit the false data and to forge some kind of the output of the sensors. That's also important. So that's why the NIST initiative is pursuing authenticated encryption instead of encryption only.
Got it. Okay, so it's a little bit more comprehensive. Where does this encryption take place? Because an RFID chip, or even an RFID, some of the larger battery-operated modules that go on shipping containers, for example, don't have a lot of processing power, like a PC would, to handle, you know, an RSA type of algorithm.
You got a good point. And before answer this question, I kind of like to introduce a concept called end-to-end protection. So these kind of things, because what we need is end-to-end protection. That means from sensor or from RFID to the destination of the data. So that will require this encryption and authentication processed at the onboard processing. For no matter how small the devices are, they have to be done onboard.
All right. Well, then, how do you get an encryption and authentication algorithm small enough to do onboard for some of these devices and not take 5 years to process the particular piece of data?
That's right, because currently the crypto standards NIST developed could be called the full weight or could be called for the general purpose. Some of times they cannot be implemented in these kind of small devices, or they can, however, they could be very slow. For that point of view, we need to have a special, very well-designed, lightweight crypto algorithms to be used for these kind of small devices. So there are many kind of research results in this area. So this is about the time to look into those and to make the crypto standards.
We're speaking with Lily Chen. She is a mathematician and manager of the Crypto Technology Group at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And to get to this type of lightweight algorithm, what is the approach you're taking? Is it a challenge? Is it a contract? Are you awarding grants? How are you getting people to develop these?
Well, it is a kind of challenge because in general, for the lightweight cryptography, it will need special techniques for this. For example, to use the small kind of operations and to repeat simple operations many times, these kind of techniques. It is a challenge because even though the devices could be very small for this kind of lightweight cryptography, however, the attackers are not lightweight. The attackers could be very, very resourceful. From this point of view, the lightweight crypto is not a weak crypto. It still needed to deal with the attackers the same way as the general purpose cryptography.
And so right now what NIST is doing from a program standpoint is asking for industry's help in developing the requirements for this algorithm. Would that be a good way to put it?
Yes, and we just had announced a Federal Register notice and call for comments on our requirements and criteria about the lightweight cryptography. So the deadline is June 28 of this year. So we really would like to hear from academic, from industry, from the people who implement those algorithms on the specific purpose devices. That is the purpose of this call for comments.
So if you are able to get people that can develop a lightweight algorithm that also results in full encryption, it would seem like that could become the new algorithm for all situations.
That is quite true. Then for the Internet of Things, right? Remember, the things are plural, not a single, right? So in that case, in this Internet of Things, it covers very lightweight kind of device, small devices, and also covers some very powerful devices. For example, like servers, like the data harbor or cloud computing, everything there. So in this case, it could be this kind of lightweight crypto will be implemented in this kind of environment, in all kind of environment.
Yeah, so in other words, your theory is that a lightweight algorithm could give you the same degree of safe encryption that the so-called heavyweight algorithms are now giving.
That is our purpose. However, I want to make a very important notice about this. So for some of the lightweight crypto algorithm, we have to consider the data rate, right? Usually, when you have too many pairs of the plain text and the cipher text, it could make the crypto analysis easier than it should be. So in this case, there are certain kind of limits on the lightweight crypto about the data weight and how often the key should be replaced. That means rekey procedure for those kind of devices. All of these are challenges as well.
And after you get these comments on June 28th, then what happens?
After that, we will consider the comments we received and incorporate them to the final version of the requirements and the criteria. After that, we will have another announcement call for submissions for the algorithms. So that is the next step.
Lily Chen is a mathematician and manager of the Crypto Technology Group at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. We'll post more information and this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.